This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. According to the official numbers out of mainland China, in the context of this coronavirus pandemic, the number of infected people is increasing at nearly 20% per day. It's extraordinary, almost 20% per day. And yet, we are told that this is all under control. 20% per day is not under control. It is an exponential explosion. Remember, we're told that this doubles roughly about every 6.2 days. Well, if you increase 20% per day, how many days does it take to double? And the answer to that is a little over 3.5 days because it's compounding. So it's about half a week. In other words, according to the official Chinese numbers, this is doubling about every half a week. And I'm not going to argue with people about how long does it take to double if you have 20% per day. You know, people don't know the rule of 72. Nobody can do math. Whatever. Just trust me, it doubles about every half a week. And that means that if this rate is not stopped, obviously, it's going to consume the entire nation of mainland China. Now, I would expect this rate to have already slowed from this pace. It has to slow. Otherwise, it's doomsday for China. I would expect that China's draconian quarantine measures would be kicking in right about now. I've said before, the key date is February 8th. If this is still growing after February 8th, then obviously it's not contained. But here it is, February 4th, and it's still growing by huge numbers. This is extremely alarming. And yet you've got the World Health Organization now out there saying that if you say anything about this pandemic, then you're being a racist because you're racist against Chinese people somehow. Or they're even saying now, at least one of their department directors is saying that there is no pandemic. So there's apparently nothing to be concerned about now, according to at least one branch of the WHO. No pandemic whatsoever. No reason to be alarmed. It's all a false alarm. Nobody's dying. Nobody's infected. And China should be thanked for their amazing transparency. This is what we're being told right now. Because the WHO, like every other globalist organization in the Western world, has already sold out to China. Just like Google has sold out to China and Facebook sold out to China and so on. And Jack Dorsey, Twitter, everybody sold out to China. The United States universities, Senator Dianne Feinstein's office is sold out to China. Nancy Pelosi, half of the U.S. Congress is sold out to China. The science journals, the medical schools, the technology companies, the weapons development programs, they've all sold out to China. And now we're supposed to believe that 20% increase a day is not a problem? That this is all under control? You know what under control looks like, folks? Under control looks like no increases per day. That's under control. That's called contained. If there are 20,000 people infected today and there's 20,000 people infected tomorrow, that's called contained. But that's not what we're seeing. We're seeing more like 20,000 today, 23,500 tomorrow, 27,000 the next day, 30,000 the next day. This is kind of what we are seeing right now. This is not controlled. This is not contained. This is a pandemic. This is an outbreak. And the fact that the lying left-wing media and the tech giants and the CDC and the WHO are all telling us, don't worry, everything's fine. It's an insult to the intelligence of the American people. It's an insult to every scientist as well, by the way, especially every virologist who has looked at the genetic code and can see the remnants of the genetic engineering that tells them this was engineered. This is a biological weapon system. This was designed to kill human beings. This was designed to spread in stealth mode as it is doing. It was designed to evade detection, as it is doing. It was designed to kill humans, and that's exactly what it's doing. The problem is, of course, that there's no remote control switch to shut this thing off. And this is what I warned about back in the year 2012, when I said, stop out-of-control science, SOS for humanity, that this self-replicating pollution and bioweapons, I specifically named this 8 years ago on Natural News and on a broadcast on InfoWars 8 years ago, I named this and said, this is going to kill us. I said, technology without wisdom is suicide. I was actually paraphrasing someone else who had a similar quote. Maybe it's Arthur C. Clarke, I'm not sure. But technology without wisdom is suicide. Because just because you can genetically engineer viruses and make killer weapons that self-replicate doesn't mean you should. Doesn't mean you should play around with that technology. Because it might just get you killed. It might just destroy your entire nation, as China is finding out right now. And instead of understanding the threat to humanity and being honest about it, we are now facing the biggest cover-up in the history of medical science, a cover-up that maybe is even bigger than the vaccine cover-up. They are covering up what is already exploding into one of the worst pandemics that humanity has ever seen. It's rapidly exploding. If it's not stopped, it's going to dwarf even the 1918 Spanish flu eventually, and other eras of famine and pestilence and mass death if it stays on this current track. And yet, we're told that there's nothing to see here. No worry, no problem. Go home, shut up, stop asking questions, believe whatever we tell you to believe. That's how we're being treated by the media, which is full of people who are scientifically illiterate, who are mathematically illiterate, who don't even understand how a virus works or why it's different from a bacterial strain or fungi or amoeba or anything. They have no knowledge of anything related to science. And so to listen to these morons on CNN or NPR or MSNBC, who are practically cognitively retarded, to listen to them lecture us about science and pandemics and what is real, it's an insult to every intelligent, aware person. It's like listening to Ocasio-Cortez explain atmospheric chemistry. She's an idiot. She doesn't know what a molecule is. She doesn't know the difference between a molecule and an element on the table of elements. She thinks carbon is a poison when she is made of carbon. That's how stupid she is. In fact, many leftists are really in the same boat. They think carbon is a poison and they are made of carbon. And they think a pandemic that is going to eat them alive from the inside out is perfectly safe. But think about this. The level of science illiteracy among these leftists and how they've got everything backwards. Everything backwards. To them, the biggest threat in the world is carbon dioxide, a nutrient that grows plants and helps rainforests prosper. But in their minds, the biggest pandemic biological weapon that has been released into the wild and is growing exponentially and killing people in record numbers, that is no problem at all. And so I have a challenge for these people. Why don't all of these journalists, so-called journalists, who think this is no big deal, why don't you go to Wuhan and report from there? Why don't you go take your TV camera and your microphone and go give us live updates from the quarantine prison camps that China is building and just, you know, shake hands with all the patients there, talk to them. If it's no big deal, if it's just a common cold, you've got nothing to fear. Go ahead, go to China and just take a look around and see what's happening. The reason you won't do that is because you know that you're lying to the people. You know it's bad. And you know if you go there, you might die. And so you're covering up the truth on purpose. But you're covering up the truth on purpose. You're lying to the public. And by doing so, you are denying people access to important life-saving information that they need to know in order to get ready for this global pandemic that looks like it's spreading like wildfire all across China and parts of Asia now, Thailand, for example, continues to spread. It is out of control. It is not contained. And you, in the media, you don't want the public to have any information about this. You want to keep people in the dark so that more people die. That is the media today. That's CNN, that's Media Matters, that's, I don't know, all the left-wing publications. And at the same time that all that is going on, those of us who are telling the truth, we are censored and we are demonized. Those of us who are literally trying to save human lives and trying to share accurate information about the severity of this crisis, we are called fake news and liars, while the people who are lying to you deliberately in a way that could get you killed, they have a monopoly on speech in America because the evil tech giants are the enemies of humanity. And the left-wing media is the enemy of humanity. And this pandemic cover-up proves it. They want you to die. They want you to die. And they're doing everything in their power to make sure that as many of you die as they can manage to achieve. The weakness in their strategy is that they might die too. Because if this continues to spread and it gets out of control in America, it's going to spread in the left-wing cities for reasons I've mentioned before, and it's going to kill a lot of these very same journalists that are trying to bury the truth. Because karma is a bitch. You reap what you sow. You try to make sure that other people die from this, it might just kill you. And God works in strange ways. And things have been set into motion that you cannot control. And I pray for everyone, but I can't save those people who have already decided to sacrifice human life so that they could have power and they could have a monopoly on speech and they could have political leverage and all the things that they desire in the tech industry and the news industry, the fake news mainstream media. All they want is power and control and greed and evil and destruction and murdering babies, abortions, infanticide, pandemics, mass death and destruction, pestilence, demonic ending of human life, massive suffering and disease and death. That's what they represent. They are merchants of death, and they may end up killing themselves, which would be somehow quite fitting on a cosmic level, don't you think? It's incredible. These people are evil incarnate, and they want you to die from a pandemic that they know is real, but they are pretending doesn't exist. Just incredible. Stay informed. Read my website, naturalnews.com. I'm one of the few voices telling the truth. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I want you to live. And if you want to live, listen to me. Follow my podcasts. Read my website. If you want to live, if you want to survive this, I can show you how. So keep listening. Brighteon.com. My channel is called HR Report. Thank you for listening. I pray for your safety and your survival. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory verified preparedness, foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.